Oh, God. Oh. Well, what the hell happened? Well, we're an old married couple. Mm-hmm. Was it the pot?
I don't think so, because we brought it with us from New York. Yeah. It's the same.
What was that, what was that, that old movie? You know, the Playground Rio. It has to be that. It has to be that. I couldn't feel my heart.
Are you going to make it till dinner time?
After dinner. Oh, God. God, I'd love to live like this.
I'm willing. If we have enough money to stay in Brazil for the rest of our lives.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
You think that's it being away?
Anything, don't say anything. Back up. Turn off the lights. Turn them off. Are you fucked? Don't even think about the buzzer. Get in the corner. Is the cash in here? Open it up. Open it up. Quicker. Get over here. Get over here. Do you want me to fucking shoot you? Open it up. Open it up. Get over in the corner. Get over in the corner. Keep your hands down. Keep your fucking hands down. All right. Come over here. Get over here so I can see you. Come over here. Stand at the corner. Come over here. Put your hands down. Put your hands down. Bullshit. Is this all you got in here? I'm watching. Stay away from the fucking buzzer, all right? sauce. Get back in your corner. Get back in your fucking corner. Get back in your corner. All right, keep your hands down by your side, all right? I'm watching you. I will shoot you, all right? I'll fucking shoot you in a second. This is all shit. Diamonds. Where's the fucking keys for this case? Where's the key? Where are the keys for this case?
In the drawer.
Shut up, right? These are them? Don't fucking move, all right? Don't move. What, are they all the same? Are they? Fucking stupid bitch. I'm watching you. Which fucking key are they? Which fucking... This is bullshit. The fuck is up? Get my glass. This fuck... The fuck is up with this glass? Fuck this shit. Fuck you, shooting my fuck, you stupid fuck.
No, Dad, the second one was an error on the air.
No, it was a perfectly placed
good game.
Bomb.
I mean, you guys.
Right. Yeah, who's going to want seconds?
Uncle Andy, can I have another
hand? The way you played today, I buy a little stand.
Hey, no. Her mother doesn't want her eating junk, all right?
That's not junk. Those. That's right. That's a hot dog, right, honey?
Well, what do I owe you?
Hey, Hank.
Your money's no good here.
No, I got it, okay? I got it.
You sure?
Yeah. Hey, give me a kiss. All right, I'll see you next weekend. All right, be good. Here's your ball.
You didn't feed her junk, did you?
No, of course not.
Well, I don't want her to develop bad eating habits. She looks puffy.
She doesn't look puffy. All right, you look puffy.
Fuck you. She wore sunblock?
It was cloudy, Martha.
There are rays, Hank. Hey, you got my money?
Oh, Christ. Martha, do you have any idea what that school is costing me?
You're the one who wanted to send her there.
Yeah, because it's a damn good school, and she wanted to go there.
You owe me 3 months.
I don't owe you. I owe Danielle.
Don't get semantic.
Bye.
April, May, and June.
I'm sorry,
right, it's crazy. Yeah, I promise, all right?
So fine.
Oh! Say shit. Fuck you. All right, can you borrow your cell phone?
I don't have one.
It's
brain cancer. There's a payphone over there by the bathroom.
Okay, come wait.
What's happening with you? I was thinking of the world by the balls, and I'm not sure you even got any.
Well, I got them when I need them. All right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's smart and funny. What I always admired about you, your wit.
You're a prick, Andy.
I always was. So let's see if there are any left.
What?
Cojones. Well, you need money, so do I. Let's solve it.
What are you talking about?
There's a place we can knock off. You know, like the back of our hand. Easiest money we'll ever get.
What are you saying?
It's worth about 600 grand. And it's insured, so it's a victimless crime. I offer that in case your faggoty little conscience bothers you. I lay it off on 20 cents on the dollar. That's 60 grand each. Give or take.
I can't believe this is you that's talking.
You believe it. So it's safe. Nobody gets hurt. Everybody wins. It's perfect.
Why?
What do you need money?
Of course I need money, but this is a serious crime, Andy. I'm not a serious crime kind of guy. I got a kid.
You got shit. You got a whole lot of shit. You said so yourself. All the time. Every day. You know what? It's not as serious as you might think. You're my little brother. Now trust me.
That's why you called me up. That's why you want to spend the night together talking me into something crazy.
Yeah, that's why I called you up. Talking into something crazy.
What's the place?
No, none of the words you commit.
Oh, fuck. You're too much.
So how's the wife?
Hey, I got an appointment. I'll be back in a few, right?
Yes, you will. It's Thursday.
You're early?
Well, you know my days are so busy.
Tell me that you think about it.
No, but I thought about it already, and I came to the conclusion that you're crazy. I'm gonna go where with you? I mean, you've got child support, you've got Danielle's school, you've got the rent, the mortgage.
Oh, come on.
Just up to your ears in debt.
I can solve all that. I know I can.
When are you gonna grow up, Hank? You have a really good thing going. You should just enjoy it. Have a really good time in bed. I don't ask for anything.
I love you. Ugh. I want more.
So does, Oliver Twist. Can I help you to seconds? Or do you really, really, really have?
The weight of the sad time, we must obey. Speak what we feel and not what we ought to say. The oldest hath borne most. We that are young shall never see so much, nor live so long.
Vampire, and I thought you were wonderful.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. It's just I have to have your autograph.
Dad,
What? You were incredible.
Stop it.
What?
You messed up some of my lines.
No, you didn't. I didn't notice. Did you notice?
I didn't notice at all.
You were great. What?
Mom, can I go see The Lion King this weekend? There's a class trip. Everyone's going.
Did you ask your father?
Can I, Dad?
Yeah, sure. Here's some money.
Well, it's $130. But we're staying overnight, and that includes hotel and everything.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Can I talk to you?
Where are you?
I'm down the hall by the coffee.
Oh, my office, 30 seconds.
All right.
Hank, the super at 111 Riverside says the boarder's really kaput. He needs you to... hello?
So,
that place that you're talking about?
Yeah, what place?
The one that we were going
to knock off?
Yeah.
To rob? Just say it.
Tell me about it.
Nah, I'm not going to tell you about it until you say you're in. Once you say it, there's no way out.
I'm in.
Let me see your hands. You say it again, I'm in.
What are you talking about?
You say it again, I'm in.
I'm in.
I just wanted to see if you're pulling any of that chicken chip baby stuff like when we were kids. You know, it doesn't count. I'm in, fingers crossed.
I'm in. What are we doing? And when?
It's a jewelry store. Does this ring a bell?
No.
What if I tell you it's got a footlocker on one side and a Claire's accessories on the other? Yeah, that's right. You got it. Now listen. We don't want Tiffany's. We want a mom and pop operation in a busy place on a Saturday with a week's take still in the safe. We both work there. We know the safe combinations. We know the burglar alarm signals. We know where everything is. I figure between the week's take, the jewelry and the cases, the vault, there's a $500,000 haul. I figure probably six. That old dumb old lady that works there, she's alone till noon. She's not going to be a problem.
Andy.
Yeah.
That's Mom and Dad's story.
That's what I said. The mom and pop operation.
You can't do that.
Oh, yeah, we can't think about it. It's perfect. Like, in and out a minute. Insurance takes care of mom and dad so they're not hurt, right? No one's gonna give a shit. The cops will put it in the back of the file cabinet.
Why did you even want me in on this?
I'll solve everything for both of us.
What has to be solved for you?
Well, same as you. I need money. We'll start over again.
Well, how do you mean?
What the fuck kind of business? It's none of your business. I just want out. I just want to... That's all. Well, I'm getting out. I want to help my little brother. Come on.
Yeah. No, I don't think I can do it.
Oh, yeah, you can. yeah, you can. That's $2,000. It's in advance. Let's see what just that much does for you. And imagine the rest.
five, six, seven, eight, 900 dollars. Okay?
Salome, May and June.
Yeah, Monday, all right? Everything on Monday. That's what
such
I said.
Loser.
All right?
You're such a fucking loser.
Oh, I come over here with $900.
Yeah,
and
well,
I'm a fucking,
if it was
right.
For me,
goodbye,
maybe.
Goodbye, goodbye.
May and June,
bye.
Asshole.
Bye.
Danielle, dinner.
No, please don't put me up.
Jesus.
Oh, yo, pal.
What's going on?
Hey, let me buy your drink.
I'm working. I ain't loaning you no more money.
No, hey, come on, man. I am flush.
Right? You're an exact dude?
Yeah, something like that. Look, you just, if you're free tomorrow morning, I got a proposition for you.
Later.
Yeah.
What if there's a security guard?
There isn't.
What?
No, it's a mom and pop place.
We've never heard of a mom and pop jewelry store. What the fuck is that?
It's in the suburbs, right? It's not in the city.
I don't know.
Well, all right, hey, we drive out there. We check it out. If anything looks off, you know, we just drive away.
We say, fuck it, we drive our happy asses
right.
Home, and I keep the money anyway.
Yeah, fine. And you keep the money anyway.
Hansel?
Yeah, that's me. All right.
Yeah. Oh, Bobby, for Christ's sake, Bob, we gotta go.
I just gotta throw on some clothes. Only take a second. Shh.
We
Holy
gotta go.
Oh, take a second.
See you in a minute. Jesus Christ, Bobby, it's so fucking early. Boo wakes up, you fucking sit up with him.
I told you it was work.
I don't give a fuck what it is.
Chris ain't used to getting up this early.
Oh, Christ.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, just keep it down, okay? You wake Boo up, I'll kick your ass.
All right.
Yours, too.
Right, too. Come on.
All right, let's do it.
Supposed to be.
Look, I used to work there, all right? I used to work there, and I can't take a chance on being recognized. Don't.
Look. You ain't never done this before,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, so?
I gotta tell you something. You look like a fucking asshole.
Right, look,
I'm gonna do this on my own.
Really?
You do the driving, I do the thing,
what if
right?
What if you need help?
I got all the help I need.
There's no shooting.
There's I ain't even looking for
there's
it.
There's no shooting.
You do the driving.
Hey.
I do the thing.
No shooting.
You ain't got the balls to do the thing. I got the balls, and I got a gun. That's the deal.
No,
I'm leaving right now.
Hey, no! There's no shooting. Okay?
Okay. 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
the fuck is this?
Cruise of that faggot shit all the way home. I gotta get into character. Right? Yeah.
I jump back in, you take off. Simple as a pimple.
Right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Let's do it.
Hi. Hello. Is Andrew Hansen available, please? Mooney. Mooney. Okay, yeah. Tell him it's Mooney. Yeah.
Is it Mr. Mooney on line two? He sounds like some nutcase,
okay.
But...
All right, I'll take it.
It just came apart, Andy.
Oh, my God, Andy. What the fuck am I gonna do?
No, honey, no. Don't worry. It's just some mistake. Oh, it's either the bank's or mine. Oh, maybe I didn't put enough money in the joint account. Yeah, no. Listen, don't worry. Of course we have the cash. I'll call. I'll take care of it, okay? Yes, okay?
Hmm.
Andy?
Yeah. We're waiting for you in the conference room.
Okay. I'll be right in.
Jesus.
Okay, next. The auditors. Some of you guys might have heard we're getting hit with an IRS audit. The auditors will be here on Monday. They'll spend a day or two with each department. On Monday, they'll start with payroll. So you're up first, Andy.
Great. Great. No problem. Hungry?
Have a drink.
Right. Tonic water. Thank you.
real estate accounting is that you can head down the page or across the page and everything works out. So every day, everything adds up. You know, the total is always the sum of its parts. It's clean, it's clear, neat, absolute. But my life, it doesn't add up. Nothing connects to anything else. I'm not the sum of my parts. All of my parts don't add up to one. Me, I guess.
Get a shrink or a wife?
I got a wife.
Get a shrink.
Does it make? It's another strikeout.
I swear it'll make a lot of difference. You're all I want.
Yeah. I'm a lousy cook. The house looks like shit. I'm a lousy lay. I don't know why you want to keep me.
You weren't in rehab.
I wasn't what?
Lousy lay.
Well, like you said, just blame it on Rio.
Suppose I could get us back there.
What?
Rio.
To live?
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Yeah, I get crazy. The real estate market's booming in Rio. It's a lot of new money. And they're going to want the same as the Europeans, the Arabs. Everybody wants real estate in New York and America, and I know the market here.
You don't even speak the language.
I'll fucking learn it. Jesus Christ. You know, when you met me, my biggest prospect was inheriting a mom-and-pop jewelry store in a fucking shopping mall in Westchester. Now, I know it's not Trump Plaza, but just take a look at how we're living now. And I took that lousy job in that real estate office. I was practically a fucking gopher, and I'm pulling down six figures now. I'm smart. I know the angles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, because there's no extradition agreement between Brazil and the United States.
How the hell do you know that?
I saw it in a movie.
Yeah, I guess I saw the same movie.
So what are you thinking? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Don't ask, don't tell. I just want us to get back there. All right, I've seen heaven, Jane. It's a nice place to stay. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
I speak a little Spanish.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. It's not the same language.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
¿Cómo se llama?
Me llamo.
Me llamo.
You come to me.
I know you from way back. I know what you do.
You're a cop.
Well, I'm not a cop. I just want to make sure you're still around. I'll bring you what I got soon. Either you take it or you don't. But I know you will.
You could work for the cops.
You check me out. I'll be back. That's $2,000. It's in advance. See what just that much does for you. And imagine the rest.
So how do we start, huh?
Well, not we, you.
Me? The hell do I know about robbing a jewelry store?
You learned it. On the job training, you know.
Come on, man. This is serious.
You know, I'm serious as a heart attack. Listen, number one, I can't go up to the mall.
Why not?
Oh, God. 3 months ago, I had to walk the whole goddamn area with a Home Depot representative because they were thinking of buying up a lot of space, and we own a lot of land in the mall, and I'm getting a lot of big handshakes. Hey, Andy, baby, how are you? I haven't seen you so long since you left all the time and all that bullshit because they figure I'm making a killing because a big chain wants to buy them out. And someone's going to just recognize me too easy.
Well, so we postpone.
Yeah, we could. You know, wait a year. I mean, I don't know about you. My problems are pressing.
Jesus, Andy. I wouldn't even know how to start.
Well, you stop being a baby.
I'm not being
a baby. Yeah, you're being a baby. Get a gun. You get a toy gun. In a kid's store. Right? That little lady that works on Saturday. What's your name?
Doris?
Yeah, Doris, mom's friend. She's what, 60, 70? She's blind as a bat. Look at me. Blind as a bat. All right, those toy guns, they look so real, they fool cops all the time. All right, you go in at 8 a.m. just as she opens up, you put her old ass in the back room, you empty the vault, the cash, the trays, and you dump it in a fucking sack. All right? You don't gotta be neat about it.
Oh, Jesus, Andy, I don't know.
Do it. You can do it. Anybody can.
Just think.
I know. It's too late to think. It's too late. This is our future. Okay, I got it.
It just came apart, Andy. Oh, my God, Andy.
Could he be in a different wing?
If you just pipe down a second, sir, I'm trying to help you.
What are you doing here?
Quiet 1 minute.
Dad called me, all right? I just got here. This lady, she doesn't...
Miss, her father, I got it.
Like I told him. I told him. We got no Charles Hansen.
I know, but he might not be...
Wait a minute. I got an Annette Hansen.
What?
There's an Annette Hansen. Brought in about 3 hours ago.
What?
Gunshot wounds.
Where is she?
Emergency ICU. Hey, hold it. Wait, are you related, sir? Are you?
Dad?
She's unconscious. And she's... They say,
So, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel old. I've been studying all week and I can't retain a thing.
Oh, come on. You're going to pass with flying colors, Dad.
I'm going to spend my birthday taking that stupid test. Have you spoken to your brothers?
A few weeks ago.
Yeah? How are they?
Busy. You know, Dad, Hank is Hank and Andy's Andy.
No more cramming, birthday boy. It's the moment of truth.
What time is Doris coming to the store?
She said 12 at the latest. She has to babysit for her daughter.
I'll pick you up right after my test. Come on, come on.
Mm. All right, all right, all right.
Mr. Hansen.
Bingo!
Congratulations. If you'll take this to window C, they'll give you the eye test.
I might not do so well on that one. I've been studying hard, of course. Thanks.
All right.
There are more tests we can do, but from what we've seen so far, it's very unlikely. There's no brain activity, and statistically speaking, there's very little chance for recovery.
Why was Mom working? I thought she didn't work at the store anymore. That's what Catherine told me.
Doris had a babysitter. I had to get down to the DMV, get my eyes tested. Today's my birthday. Where's your brother?
He He says he can't take it, to let him know if he can help, but he just can't see her like that.
He's 28 years old. He's got a punk from Red Hook. Red Hook, what was he doing up here? What in the fucking world? Did he put a map on the wall and throw a dot? It's so absurd. It's so goddamn arbitrary. Why me? Why her? What was this goddamn kid doing? You belong in hell.
Yeah, I understand. All right, thank you. Look, it might be better if you call to make an appointment.
Okay? Well, I'd rather wait.
Please. Steve. Yeah. I want you to do this. Dad, you have to make a decision, Dad.
The gun was bought in Texas. Stolen Texas driver's license as ID, fake. The gun turns up in New York a year later.
Mom needs you to make a decision,
Andy,
Dad.
Andy, just leave him alone.
Something has
just
to be done.
Leave
he has to make a decision.
Just leave him to his grief for 1 minute. Mom is in the hands of Jesus.
No, you cut it out with that crap.
You shouldn't push Dad to make a decision.
Well, he has to make a decision. Hey, Patrick.
We know it's difficult, Mr. Hanson.
Let her go.
Almighty and ever-living God, remember the mercy with which you graced your daughter, Nanette, in this life. Receive her, we pray, into the mansions of the saints. As we make ready our sister's resting place, look also with favor on those who mourn and comfort them in their loss. Because God has chosen to call Nanette from this life, commit our body to earth, for we are dust, and unto dust we shall return.
I'm so sorry.
Seems like your friend. Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
I'm
so sorry for your loss. Your mother was a princess.
God bless you. There's no way I
can make this scene any. He was always such a baby.
Sorry for your loss.
Detective Barrett, please.
Just a moment, sir. I'm sorry, he's not in right now?
Is there anyone down there knows anything about the Nanette Hansen case?
Who's speaking, please?
Charles Hansen, yeah.
Just a moment, sir. Sergeant Sullivan.
Good morning, Sergeant. I've been trying to reach Detective Barrett, but he doesn't return my calls.
Would you like to leave a message, sir?
No, I wouldn't like to leave another message. Doesn't anyone down there give a damn? Doesn't anyone down there work for a living?
Would you like to leave a message, sir?
How important this is to me?
I know. I thought I was going to be able to work it out, but I couldn't get the money together, you know?
All my friends think I'm going to be there. What am I going to tell them?
There's going to be other field trips.
Well, not to the Lion King, there won't. Look, Dad, if you weren't going to pay for it, you should have just said so and saved me the humiliation of having to tell all my friends that you're a loser.
I know you're there. Pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone. Pick up the fucking phone, fucking faggot.
Andy.
Right here.
Where you been?
Here.
I
called in sick.
Hey, what the fuck were you doing with that fucking asshole?
I was scared.
Fucking gun, god damn it. Hey, we gotta talk.
Andy, just meet me at Mooney's.
You still can't get by to see Mom.
What am I gonna say?
Don't say anything.
Who else knows?
Nobody.
You didn't tell anyone?
No.
No one saw you talking with Bobby?
No.
I didn't know, nobody saw you here?
Look, it was crowded. It was busy. No.
Did he rent the car with you?
Did he what?
Did he rent the fucking car with you?
No.
You picked him up?
Yeah, at his house.
Did anyone see you there at his house? Anyone see you at his house?
No.
Nobody saw you at the house?
No.
Did you clean the car? Did you wipe the car down?
Totally.
Did you leave anything in the car?
No, of course not.
We're probably okay. If they don't connect the car to us, we're probably okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Go back to work, try to look normal.
I'm so sorry, Andy. I'm so sorry. I don't think I can get through this.
Shut up.
I love her so much.
Shut the fuck up. If he had to take somebody out, why couldn't it have been him?
Been calling from Auto Rent, Mr. Henry Hansen. Mr. Hansen, you returned a car the other day. It seems you forgot some personal items in it. Please give me a call at 555-2649 and ask for Mike Stuber. Again, that number is 555-2649. Thank you.
That's right, sir. It's $255 plus tax. But for an additional $17, I could upgrade you to a luxury. No, that's right. The midsize is $255 plus tax. Unless you'd like to upgrade to an SUV, which I could offer you for $29.95.
Is Mike Stuber here?
Sir.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just looking for Mike.
So would you like to upgrade to the SUV? No, midsize is fine, sir. Thank you for calling.
Sorry.
Good morning. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I got a message from Mike Stuber. Apparently, I left something in a vehicle that I returned last Saturday. I think it was a CD.
Well, you talked to Mr. Stuber then. He's a manager.
Yeah, I know. So could I speak with him?
Sorry, he's not here. You'll have to come back. And
when will he be in?
He won't be in at all today.
Well, then, maybe you could help me.
No. I'm sorry, sir.
Excuse me. Do you think you...
I'm sorry.
Well, will you be in tomorrow?
Alderman? No, I didn't say that, sir. That's not up to me. No.
Take it. Thanks.
That's the guy.
Yo, buddy. This guy?
With Bobby and the Sword of Saturday?
What?
I asked you a fucking question.
What?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Hank.
Hank,
yeah.
What?
You know what? Come. What do you mean? Let's go. Follow me. We can talk over here.
Come on, have a seat.
Have a seat. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
So.
What's the deal, huh? My sister is quite all of a sudden a widow.
Yeah.
Who said she and Bobby had some work.
Yeah, Bobby said it was work.
Work that involved him getting shot and killed, but not you getting shot and killed.
No, I just got in the car. I'm so sorry.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, Bobby said that he needed to rent a car, but that he did, that this was Friday night, and he didn't have a credit card, so I told him that I would rent him a car, and I owed him some money. You know, that's it, I swear. That's, I'm so sorry.
So what? So you're lying?
No, I'm not.
Because
I'm
if not. Bobby wanted a car, he would have fucking stolen one.
Chris,
no, but this
fucking
guy.
Wait outside. Let me handle this. You got a driver's license?
What?
You know the driver's license you show when you rent a car?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
Yeah. All right, sure. Yeah.
It's Henry Hansen.
Yeah.
It's this address, right?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to be straight with you, Chico. You mind if I call you Chico?
People call me Hank.
Bobby was a piece of shit. I know it, you know it. That's not the point. The point is, that piece of shit was the father of my sister's child.
Sure.
And he was paying the bills. And now he's dead, and I'm thinking, who's gonna pay all these bills?
I'm so sorry. I gotta tell
sorry
you.
Sorry ain't gonna pay the I bills, just, Chico.
I know.
You need to negotiate a settlement, so make me an offer. $10,000. Done. $10,000. I consider a season. If you don't like 10, I can make it 15.
No, my sister wants me to kill you. Or I could call the cops.
But I don't like cops. And the cops ain't gonna pay my sister's bills. So I think a settlement is pretty fair all around.
Day after tomorrow, Chico.
Well, can I
Here. 8:00.
You fucking crazy?
I was hoping that you had something left over from the settlement.
Lend you money. You owe me $2,000. Shocked to shit you'd even ask.
Martha? I'm in serious trouble.
I don't give a shit what kind of trouble you're in. The next time you show up here, better be to pay me.
Just tell Danielle I love her.
If you loved her, you'd pay her fucking child support.
I'm sorry for your loss. She was a wonderful person. She's a
wonderful woman.
And my deepest
condolences.
She was a wonderful woman.
God bless you.
There's no way I can make this scene, Andy.
So was such a baby.
Sorry for your loss.
Hey, Gina.
Mm-hmm. I can't really talk right now.
Andy needs me. I gotta go.
Gina. Excuse me. Is Mike Steuben here?
Not till noon. Can I help you?
Yeah. I returned a car last Saturday, and I guess I forgot something.
Hanson.
That's right, Hanson. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it was the CD.
Hang on. Mm-hmm. Here we go, Mr. Hanson.
Great.
I just need to see some ID.
You know, I lost my license. It's not...
Do you have a credit card, the one you used to rent the car with?
Yeah, this.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Take care.
Jesus, fuck, man, we got problems.
Jake at the office.
Really sorry to bother you, but the auditors are coming tomorrow.
We've noticed a few problems. It's pretty urgent, so give a call when you get this.
You're going to have to get some sleep tonight. Have you given any thought to the store? I mean, you're going to have to give it some consideration. It's just gonna... Now, I could open it up for you, you know, while you're at the hospital. A few hours a day, so people know you're still there.
I should burn the goddamn place down.
Andy, this is Jake. Now, I hope you're checking your messages because we have a real mess here.
The auditors say that there's two terminated employees from your department still drawing checks. And there's something about unpaid OASDI taxes. So you need to call us.
Hey, I gotta go to the office tomorrow. There's a problem. I'll go in the morning. I should be back later. Okay?
Mother's
fine and he's going back to work.
Yes.
Pick up the phone. I know you're there. Pick up the phone, you fucking faggot.
Andy, I'm here.
What are you doing here?
You don't
have an appointment.
No, I know.
You know the deal. You can't just show up.
I'm sorry.
Look,
I just
come back in an hour, tonic water. Make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
stupid piece of shit.
Stop talking to me like that.
Howard, what the fuck? What, are you gonna get tough? You gonna hurt me? Why was there even a gun? Why was there even a fucking gun? I gave you all the information you needed. Why was Bobby Lasorda even there? Why the fuck?
I didn't think I could do it alone.
They should fucking kill you. How are we gonna fix it so your shit don't fall in my shoes? So, I think now, who else knows?
We commit her body to the earth, for we are dust, and unto dust we shall return. But the Lord Jesus will change our mortal bodies to be like his in glory. So let us commend our sister to the Lord.
She hated it when I barbecued. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be what you wanted me to be. I've never been very good at talking about feelings or showing you that kind of affection or support. I'm sorry I wasn't able to be the father you wanted. But I guess I wanted you to be better than me, and I thought that if I push you, it may not mean anything to you, but I want you to know that I really do love you. And I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to be the son you wanted.
You did the best you could.
Still, yeah. Man, I just seem to still like Hank. He's a lot more of a fuck-up than I was.
He was a baby.
Yeah.
He needed us more.
Yeah, he needed you more. He sure wasn't his cute looks, his puppiness.
You were the first. The first always has it, Rafa.
Yeah, so I'm told. You know, the four of you, I just never felt like I was part of the club. Beautiful birds of a feather. You sure I'm your son? Gene and I have got to get back to the city.
Over.
me, Dad. Oh, God. It's not fair! It's not fair! All my life, I've been afraid of becoming like him. All my life with you, and it's not fair. You can't just say sorry and make it all go away. It's too late. It's not that easy. It's not fair. It's not fucking fair! Oh, yeah. Oh, God. He can't do that.
Andy. And?
I'll be back soon. I gotta deal with some stuff.
What's going on? What if you come home and I'm not here?
That's some place you gotta be.
Your boss called, and he wants you to call him right away. Are you in trouble?
They just miss me. Where are you going?
Something has to change.
What do you mean?
I mean that this just isn't working.
Well, it's not working.
The life that we have. It was really bad before Rio, and now it's even worse. You never tell me anything that's going on anymore.
I don't understand.
Neither do I. What was that in the car yesterday? I could help.
I don't need any help.
That I've been having an affair.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I've been fucking another guy.
Every Thursday, me and your brother, Hank, we get together and we fuck. Not only that, he loves me. And he still finds me attractive. All the time. Not just on vacation.
Hank.
Yeah, Hank. Are you gonna say anything? Are you gonna get angry? Whoa!
Where are you gonna go?
I was just gonna go to my mother's.
How are you gonna get there?
Money.
I'll go to the back there. Yeah.
Last person I ever thought I'd see again as long as I live, Charlie Hansen.
You're still a crook.
Well, you come all this way to insult me?
Did you hear anything about a holdup at the Westchester shopping mall?
What would I know about Westchester? That's just for upstanding citizens such as yourself.
Have you heard anything?
Why would I hear anything about anything? I sell diamonds.
Yeah, I'm fancy.
Never.
Did you hear of a young guy called Bobby Lasada.
Wrong tree, Charlie.
A couple of punks shot my wife in a holdup. She's dead.
I'm sorry.
I don't give a shit about your little side business. I don't care about anything anymore except finding the guy who did this. Do you know anything?
I remember when Charlie Hansen started out on this street, young and cocky. A good cutter, long time ago, Charlie. You always hated my guts. You called me a crook, but you didn't know shit about how the world works.
Or what some people will do for money. I guess now you know, Charlie.
The world is an evil place, Charlie. Some of us make money off of that, and others get destroyed. He walked in here. He looks a little bit like you, Charlie. He walked in here, and I almost knew him right off the bat.
It's me.
Oh, Andy, Jesus. Man, we got problems.
What do you mean, problems?
Oh, Bobby's girlfriend's got a fucking brother, okay? And the guy is blackmailing me, all right?
He says he's going to go to the cops, all right, or kill me if I don't pay him $10,000.
All right. Just stay there. I'll be right over. I'll figure something out.
Andy, this guy isn't fucking around.
I'll figure something out.
Jake needs to see you. They're all in the conference room with the IRS guys. They're going all the way back to your account.
I gotta go to my dad's.
I'm gonna have to tell him you were here.
Say something.
Okay. We're in trouble.
worst trouble imaginable. You're aware of that, right? So, I'm going to try and fix it. There's almost no choice, but you're going to have to follow my lead. No questions, no hesitations.
I've done that before, right? And that's how come. And I am standing here with my life going down the fucking toilet.
Fuck you. I'll do it alone. You know, you can sit here and wait till you go to jail and take up the ass for the rest of your fucking life.
No, just do it. Right. Hey, what's your idea? Sorry, what's your idea?
What's Bobby's girlfriend's name?
Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Call Chris, tell her to get her brother over to her apartment.
What for?
Oh, we'll meet him. He figures we owe him $10,000. We have to resolve it.
Resolve it how?
Well, let's play it by ear, see what happens. Maybe we pay him.
He's never gonna let us off the hook. All right, we're going to be paying him back for the rest of our lives.
You finally figured out something for yourself. Let's just get the money, see what happens.
Are we going to get $10,000?
No, that might be easier. Call Chris.
God, Andy.
Did you touch anything?
Did you go crazy?
Did you touch anything?
You didn't have to kill him, right? He's not going to go to the cops. Right? He's a drug dealer.
He'll just go to some other dealers and suppliers. That's all we need is 10 South Americans chasing us for the rest of our lives. Did you touch anything?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, no! No, I didn't think!
Did you touch anything?
I don't like this, Andy!
Shut up!
Did you touch anything?
No.
Are we good? Let's go.
got the money, Chico? I don't like wasted trips. You don't look happy. Mind if I call you Groucho?
No, I don't mind. Like what you're saying?
Yeah, a lot.
Stand up.
Stand up! All right. Turn around! All right.
So, how are we going to do this? Gladly pay the money. Got plenty of it. How do we know you're not going to bleed us for the next couple months?
I just want enough to take care of Chris.
Oh, that's nice. My brother wouldn't take care of me like that. Oh, hey. What do you say, Chris? Do you trust this guy?
Yeah.
Speak up! What?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No, Andy, don't.
What'd you say?
No, you can't do that. I won't let you.
You won't let me?
No, no more. You kill her, you're going to have to kill me.
Not such a bad idea. You know, in fact, it's a pretty good one. You know I know.
What do you know?
I know.
I'm sorry. I fucked it all up. Just do it. Go ahead. Come on. You'd be doing me a favor.
Get the hell out of here.
I never meant to hurt her. I just needed money. There wasn't supposed to be any gun. She wasn't supposed to be in the store. Everything just went wrong.
It's okay, Andy. It's okay. Oh, nurse, the heart monitor cut out for a second.
It does that. Don't worry, if it happens again, just press reset.
Thank you.